avatalk.ir.
Pre-Intermediate 6, Unit 12, page 94 and 95. The wonders of our universe. There are two things that are impossible for us to understand about the universe. One is its size. It is probably infinite, which means it goes on forever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever. Another is its time. If you think a year lasts a long time, if you think the 20 is old, if you think 2,000 years ago is ancient history, think again. The universe is 13.7 billion years old. Part 1. The Earth. The Earth is the only place in the universe where life is known to exist. It has all the conditions that are suitable for supporting life. It is a perfect distance from the sun. If it was closer, there would be too much radiation. The earth would be too hot, and all the oceans would evaporate. If it was further from the sun, it would be too cold, and the planet would be covered in ice. The earth rotates on its axis, so the whole surface is warmed and cooled once a day, every day. If it didn't rotate, one side would be permanently hot and the other cold. It is at an angle, 23.5 degrees, to the sun, which gives us our seasons. At different times of the year, the northern hemisphere gets more or less sunlight than the southern hemisphere. Without seasons, our weather would be too extreme. 70% of the earth is covered in water. If there was no water, there would be no life. Our atmosphere blocks harmful solar radiation, but it allows enough heat from the sun to warm us. The earth is the right size. If it were bigger, gravity would be much stronger, and we wouldn't be able to move. If it were smaller and gravity were weaker, it wouldn't hold our oceans. Part 2. Our Solar System. The Earth is part of our solar system. At the center of this is the Sun, which is the solar system's star. Our solar system consists of the Sun and objects connected to it by gravity, 8 planets and their moons. The 4 smaller planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, are made of rock and metal. The 2 largest, Jupiter and Saturn, are called the gas giants. They consist mainly of hydrogen and helium gases. The 2 farthest from the sun, Uranus and Neptune, consist of ice. Our galaxy, our solar system, is part of the galaxy known as the Milky Way. It is about halfway out from the center. Our sun is just one of the stars in the Milky Way, one of between 100 and 400 billion stars. Our solar system goes around the center of the Milky Way once every 250 million Earth years. The universe, our galaxy, is just one of more than 170 billion galaxies in the observable universe. The universe is probably infinite. There is no end to it. Part 3. The end. Our sun is getting hotter. In 1 billion years, the earth will become too hot for water to exist, and all life will end. Our sun will continue to burn until it uses all its supply of hydrogen. In 5 billion years, it will expand and then explode and become a red giant. After that, it will collapse and become smaller than the earth. Some scientists believe that the universe will continue to expand. All the start, every single one, will burn out, and it will go dark. The temperature will drop to zero. This will happen when the universe is 100 trillion years old. After that, there will be nothing, forever. The world of it all. There is a short period of time in the early years of the universe when life is possible. This period in the history of time lasts just a second, a flash, a snap of the fingers. That miraculous time is now. We are in the most precious place at the most precious time. And it's now.